All right, Nikki needs some dating advice here. Is this a red flag? You met this guy once and you've been texting, right?
We just met on the weekend, like very quickly. Went out with a friend after we saw Camila Cabello at MTELUS. She was so good, by the way.
Nice.
So we went out just to grab one more drink before we went home. Met this guy. He asked if he could have my phone number. I said, sure. Why not?
Why not,
live
right?
On the edge.
There you go.
School, eh?
I already had a glass and a half of wine. Yeah, this is how they used to meet people back in the day.
Did you write it on a piece of paper, too?
That would have been really old school. No, in my phone. But it's impressive because we didn't swipe right. Like, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was thinking it must be true love.
Exactly.
No, I'm kidding.
Today's day and age.
So we actually both weren't born here, so we started talking about where we're from.
Right.
He said that he moved here 8 years ago, and I asked why. I'm literally going through my text right now, just so you know. And he said, school, but I ended up falling so hard that I stayed, but now I'm starting to regret it. And I said, you fell so hard? And he said, I fell in love so hard without a parachute. And I said, oh, okay. When did you break up? And he said, this month, actually. So this was just at the end of April that he said he had broken up with this girlfriend who he fell so hard for without a parachute.
Huh.
And he said, I'm not sure where to go now. However, for some reason, I feel like I might change my mind. And I said, wow, that's a fresh breakup. He said, yeah, but it's time to start a new chapter. And I said, yeah, but it's always a good thing to take some time to heal, right? And he said, well, it depends. You know, some things don't need healing. You just see the light at the tunnel and you go for it. And then he said, I guess you're not catching my pitch. And I said, absolutely, I'm not. I'm like,
positivity.
If one of the first three or four things I know about you is about your ex, like this is a sign that it's not good. And he said, well, I think you're really gorgeous. And I promise I'm not crazy. I really felt like we had a connection and I hope you'd give me a chance. And I said, I'm having just a gut feeling about this conversation. I think it's not a good, like, energetic match. We're going to go our separate ways. The next day, he texts me back. You know what? You're not completely right. If this is a toxic relationship, then healing time is unnecessary. Breathing is what matters. So it's basically I'm texting Kanye West at this point. He's making seriously, he's trying hard, has all these theories. Yeah. And he said, would you please grab coffee or a drink with me? I don't bite. And I said, look, I think you're a really nice guy and I wish you the best of luck. But remember last week we were talking about the flat earth guy?
Yeah.
I'd rather date the flat earth guy than a guy who just broke up with this girlfriend 2 weeks ago.
But Nikki, look, he told you the truth, right? When you asked him about why he was here and he said he fell hard,
yeah.
He could have lied to you. And I say, give the guy a chance. What's one cup of coffee? You'll know right away after half an hour.
I know right away based on this conversation.
It's a text conversation.
It sounds like a bit of a desperate romance. I mean, do you know how long it takes to get over an 11-year relationship?
Exactly.
Like, a month after, he's purely rebounding hard.
Nikki, is he good looking? How good looking
is
he?
He's an attractive guy. He was absolutely an attractive guy, but that's not the point. I'm saying, if you're making me like want to run into Flat Earth guys,
No, look, all I'm saying is one cup of coffee. All right, let's get your text on this, 92925. A lot of people are saying, red flag, run away, don't do it, rebound. Somebody says, come on, Nikki, give him a chance. You never know, right?
This one says, any guy who promises they aren't crazy are definitely crazy. Yeah, that's a good point.
Look, I don't think it was smart by saying that. Like, he shouldn't have wrote that in the text. Can we follow up on this and see what happens?
Vinny, you would have proposed at this point when you
maybe,
have...
look, I would have proposed a date.
We can follow up. We'll see what there is to follow up about.
Okay, ask him if he thinks the earth is flat.
No, please don't do that. All right.